Well, heading overseas now, Ukraine's parliament has voted to implement 30 days of martial law in response to Russian forces seizing three Ukrainian Navy vessels and 23 crew members in the Kerch Strait yesterday. This morning, the United Nations Security Council convened an emergency meeting and condemned Russia's actions. Hagar Cohen has the latest.
After a five-hour debate, the Ukrainian parliament voted overwhelmingly to support martial law conditions, which will include a partial mobilisation and strengthening of Ukraine's air defence. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, says it's necessary to defend the country from another likely attack.
As a result of discussions, a suggestion has been made to declare martial law only in the regions along the border with Russia, the Transnistrian part of the border with Moldova, and along the coast of the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, where an attack is most likely.
During an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting earlier this morning, the US Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, called on Russia to immediately cease its unlawful conduct.
Sunday's outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory is part of a pattern of Russian behavior that includes the purported annexation of Crimea and abuses against countless Ukrainians in Crimea.
She said Russia's behaviour has serious consequences and will worsen Russia's standing internationally.
Further Russian escalation of this kind will further sour Russia's relations with the US and many other countries.
Also at the meeting, Russia and Ukraine blamed each other for the incident, and it comes after a sharp escalation of tensions between the two countries since 2014, when Moscow annexed Crimea from Ukraine. Russia's UN representative Dmitry Polyansky blamed Ukraine for starting the aggression and said Russia had no other choice but to attack the vessels.
On the 25th of November, three Navy vessels of Ukraine illegally crossed Russia's border and moved towards Kerch Strait. They did not respond to calls by the customs vessels and Black Sea vessels from Russia, which were asking for the vessels to move normally through the Kerch Strait.
He said Russia did everything it could to avoid casualties, but Ukraine is strongly disputing that version of events.
Six Ukrainian seamen are wounded, three of them seriously, one is in a critical situation.
Volodymyr Yelchenko is Ukraine's ambassador to the UN. He says the incident, which was captured on video, clearly shows that Russia's move was deliberate and aggressive.
A Russian Coast Guard ship made a ram attack against a tugboat Yani Kapu and damaged it. The video of this attack is available online. If you watch it, you will clearly see that the Ukrainian boat was trying to avoid the collision.
In Kiev, Stefan Romaniu from the Australian Federation of Ukraine Organisations has told the ABC that people on the ground are worried about another attack from Russia.
The population here is also very, very concerned because they don't know what the next step is. Having aeroplanes flying over, it makes people very, very worried and what could happen next.
He says members of the Australian-Ukrainian community have written to the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, outlining their concerns.
Agar Cohen reporting.